I'm speaking to us today from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27. If we could turn our Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27. Pastor Mike, help me with time as well. I'm reading from verse 65. The Pharisees and the chief priests had asked Pilate a question saying, can you please do something in case the disciples steal the body of Jesus Christ? And this was the response of Pilate. And Pilate said to them, you have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can. And verse 66, so they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. Matthew 28 says, now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And before there was on the went to see, okay, I'll read that again. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word tonight. We thank you for what you have in store for us in 2021. And so as we get into your word, would you speak into our lives and speak into the new year, as it were, my God. May your word remain ingrained in our lives, that we may never be the same as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to us on the subject, breaking open the sealed door. Breaking open the sealed door. In this story, we read about the death of Jesus Christ, specifically his burial. And this was a season of Passover. It was a time when sheep were sacrificed to the Lord, a number of them. They were sacrificed them. Jerusalem was packed with people. But this particular Passover was different because the mood in the city of Jerusalem and the nation as a whole was that of shock. People were shaken by what had just happened a day ago. The mood was full of sadness and uncertainty because an innocent man had been convicted and hung on the cross among two heavy-duty criminals that deserved it, but he didn't deserve that treatment. So this was the mood in Jerusalem. People had gone through a difficult weekend, so to say. They were so unsure what's going to happen. There were lots of uncertainties, too many loose ends that needed to be tied up. There were many questions that were left unanswered by the mood of what had just happened in Jerusalem. A lot was hanging in the air, so to say, when you look at the story. People were worried about what's coming next. What are we going to see happening after this? They'd witnessed the brutal murder of Jesus Christ. The disciples actually fled and went into hiding during this time. If you're looking for leadership at that time, it wasn't there. That day ended with the sealing of Jesus's tomb, where he was buried by a Roman seal. As they put a Roman seal, meaning that tomb was now the property of the Roman government. And therefore, if you broke that seal, you were sentenced to death immediately. You could not touch what belonged to Rome. The contents of that tomb now belong to Rome. This is the end of a sad weekend. And they were so desperate, the people wondering, so what do we do? I mean, it's like, as we come to the end of the year 2020, we don't know whether to give a sigh of relief or to celebrate or to just be indifferent to what's happening. A lot has happened in such a short time, but the impact will be felt for decades to come. We are not sure at all 12 months ago. In fact, maybe 9 months ago to be precise, when there was a whole national lockdown, where you're thinking, how long will this be? What will happen? And then when you hear about the news of the vaccine, we don't know whether to celebrate them or to say, or to question, is it safe enough? It's a whole, whereas for the Jerusalem people, it was a weekend. For us, it's been 12 months of uncertainty, 12 months of too many questions, 12 months of loose ends in every direction. It's been so difficult. We have many questions still not answered by government, by scientists, or even by church ministers. A lot of questions, is this the end of the world? Should we be preparing to go to God, to go to heaven, or is Jesus coming? There are so many questions that we've gone through, and a year has just gone past. In a very short while, we'll be entering a new year. What is in store for us in this new year? Are we going to make it? Are we going to face the same challenges we faced in 2020? Who will open doors for us, doors of employment, doors of promotion, doors of ministry, doors of education, our children going back to school? We have so many questions. Will I still have my job if I go, when I go back to work next year? There are so many questions we have about 2021. But I thank God that we can go to his word and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us for this new season we're entering into. So let's hear from God's word and glean from this story how God breaks open sealed doors that are shut by man. That tomb was shut by man. It's Pilate who sealed it. It's Pilate who sent soldiers to guard it. It's Pilate, together working with the Jewish leaders, the religious leaders, that made a decision to seal that tomb and make it seemingly impossible for anyone to gain access to it. So you can imagine that night, how some Jews that like Jesus Christ felt. They felt like it was all doom. It was all finished. There is no tomorrow to think about. The Lord Jesus is dead. Remember, they were struggling to even understand that Jesus is going to resurrect from the dead. They did not have that information. We don't know what's in store for us in 2021. We have no idea what's in store in 2021, but we surely bear scars of 2020. We have experienced 2020, and we have a story to tell. So I want to pull out three key points that we can pick from this story to prepare us for what lies ahead. The first thing I notice in this story is that the enemy knows something about shutting doors in your life. The Bible says about the tomb of Jesus in Matthew 27, the way I began from reading 65 to 66, says, and Pilate said to them, you have a guard of soldiers. It's Pilate says, you have a guard of soldiers. Go and make it as secure as possible. So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. This was no ordinary tomb. It wasn't an ordinary tomb of a poor man. This was a rich man's tomb that was dug on a rock. And the only way to close it was to slide a heavy stone that no man could move easily. In fact, you needed strong, really strong man that would roll it into place. And you can't roll it up because of gradient. It was too heavy. So it was sealed, completely sealed. This was the instruction of the Roman representative in that place said, I want you to seal it. They ganged up on Jesus and crucified him to start off with. And they were now ganging up to seal his tomb permanently. They wanted to close the whole thing and just forget about it and move on to something else different. But you know, the enemy has a way of closing doors in our lives. And I can tell you that not all doors that are closed are normal. Some doors the enemy has taken control and closed them, and not only closed them, he has sealed them and told you that you will never go through this door. You will never open this door. And there's a sense about 2020 that if we are not careful, we may feel like this door has been shut for us. Whatever we'd progressed, whatever we'd achieved before 2020 hit us, it's gone and no more to be brought back. But I want to say to you that some of these doors is the hand of the enemy that closes them. And it looks hopeless when you look at it from the human point of view. But 3 days later, on an early Sunday morning, something happened that the devil did not know. And what the devil did not know is that that man who was put in that tomb was going to be raised from the dead. It was hidden wisdom from the enemy that he had no clue at all that even by killing Jesus Christ, he was advancing the agenda of God on earth. So while the enemy might think that he's fixing your life, while enemies think that it is sorting you out, it could be a strategy from heaven to actually advance the purposes of God through that door that the enemy has shut. Because God wants to show forth his glory through breaking open that tombstone. Some doors may be locked and sealed in your life, but that does not mean that God cannot open them. Some situations are hopeless, yes, it's true, in 2020, but that does not mean that 2021 can be different. Because God has already gone ahead of us. God already knows what's in 2021 before we even, in fact, he knew what was in 2021 before the creation of the world. Perhaps you are listening to this message and feeling like you are in a cage, you are hemmed in, that 2020 has not dealt you a good hand. Listen, some doors are shut because the enemy has had a hand in it. It's not normal. There has to be an intervention from somewhere else, outside your familiar territory, outside your comfort zone, outside what you have gone through before. It's like what Ashil was reading to us, that God says, you have not gone this way before. You have never crossed the River Jordan before. So you've got to listen to what I'm saying to you and follow the ark. That was a new pathway that God was pioneering for the children of Israel to cross to the other side. So a flooded river does not stop God from taking us to the other side. As disappointed as they were that day, God still was able to take them to the other side. And so as we finish 2020, I want to remind somebody today that those shut doors, it's not permanent. If it was shut by the end of men or by the end of the enemy, God is able to open and make a way where there seems to be no way. Here is the second thing we read about this story of the tomb. Your faith helps you overcome your limitations. Your faith will help you to overcome your limitations in 2021. In Matthew 28, verse 1 to 4, it says, now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Now, we need more information about these women that went to the tomb. And that information is in Mark 16. In the Gospel of Mark 16, we are told that when the Sabbath was passed, verse 1, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early in the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. The woman who had lingered at the cross, those women that had lingered at the cross, early in the morning, while it was still dark, they made their way to the tombstone with the view of anointing the body of Christ. That's what they used to do in those cultures. They brought spices to anoint the body of Christ. They thought he was dead. You must remember, they were convinced that Jesus was dead. And for sure, he was dead. He died while still on the cross. But they were wondering among themselves as they walked to this place, who will roll away the huge stone that blocked the entrance to the tomb? They know that Jesus is dead. They know that the tomb has been sealed, but they wake up early in the morning while it's still dark. They go to the tomb, not knowing what they will find, but really sure that Jesus is dead and that the tombstone has been sealed. I mean, that the tomb has been sealed, the door has been sealed. Yet they still went at dawn. It is remarkable that they did not believe in his resurrection. Jesus had taught this several times over and over that he shall rise from the dead, but it did not get through. Now, these ladies here, many of us can relate with them. As they journeyed to the tomb, they had so many limitations. They had so many obstacles, so many hindrances that could have stopped them from walking to the tomb. They had to wake up early. And they had to risk their lives as women, because how can women be walking on those streets on the outskirts of Jerusalem early in the morning on their own? They were prepared to take that risk. They had forgotten that Jesus had said he will rise from the dead. How many of us sometimes forget the promises of God? How many of us sometimes forget what Jesus has said over these years? He says, you shall not die but live. How many of us forget that Jesus is the, by his stripes we are healed? How many of us forget that Jesus can make a way where there seems to be no way? These women had forgotten all that. As they walked towards the tombstone, they had forgotten that Jesus said, on the third day, I shall rise from the dead. They had forgotten all that. They were also concerned about how the tomb was going to be opened. They were so uncertain of what was coming. They were so uncertain of what would happen. And as we move into year 2021, there are so many things we're not sure of, so many things that we're so afraid of. Like, just like those women, they were not sure what's going to happen when they reached their destination. But you know us, these powerless women, with no power to roll the stone away from the entrance, they kept marching in the direction of the barricaded door. They kept marching towards a place where the door was shut. One would think that they're supposed to be walking in a different direction, but here they were marching towards a limitation that they could see with their own eyes. But they kept going. There was even a guard. They kept going. They would not be dissuaded. See, God was taking them through a crash course on faith. Faith is believing the impossible. Faith means that you can see with your eyes, but in your spirit, there's a different message. Yes, it might look crazy that we're even having a prayer night before 2021 comes. It might even look crazy that we could be doing many other things tonight, but we have decided to come together and seek the face of the Lord, because that's what faith does. Faith makes you do things that everyone else thinks you're wasting time, but heaven says you are getting closer to having your door opened by God himself. There is no other way in which a door can be opened. If you are dealing with God, faith is the currency in heaven. You cannot access the promises of God in 2021 without exercising your faith. And faith will make you look like you're doing a crazy thing. That's what those women were doing. How can those women wake up early to find their way to the tombstone on their own? That is called faith. How can these powerless women march towards a place when they know clearly that there is a big, huge stone that is closing the entrance, yet they carry the spices and we're believing that we will get into that tomb and anoint the body of Jesus? That is called faith. It means you keep applying. You keep sending the CVs. You keep making those calls. You keep praying. You keep calling on the name of the Lord. You keep declaring the promises of God. It will happen. It will crack. In fact, I'm reminded in the scriptures, our prayers, the Bible says, they are received into a bowl. It looks like they've got to fill a certain level, and then angels add incense into their prayers so that they are received a sweet aroma by God. There is a sense in which as we pray, something is building up. Something is happening that we cannot see, because God is at work. God is at work. So we might not be in 2021, but God is already doing some work in there. All we need to do is to step out in faith and start walking in that direction, because God is faithful. God keeps his word. That we can be sure of, that God keeps his word. Here's the last point, and then we will move into something else. I'm just reminding us here, God is in the business of opening closed doors. In case we might not be clear about this, but God actually specializes in opening closed doors. It would be very strange to see Coca-Cola selling bread. It would be very, very strange to see a hotel company like Holiday Inn Express beginning to sell tomatoes around a corner shop. It would be very strange. It would be a strange thing for God to stop opening closed doors, because God is in the business of opening closed doors. And we see him at work in this case here, when these women begin to walk a walk of faith. And we realize that as they walk the step of faith, things were being triggered in the spirit that were setting loose certain issues in the spirit realm that made sure that that door was open. That door to the tombstone was open. It was open because God is in the business of opening tombs. That's his specialty. That's what he does. Look, listen to Matthew 28, verse 1 to 4, from verse 2 rather. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. So by the time these women arrived at the tombstone, a lot of things had happened. Number one, God had sent an angel. And not only that, number two, the angel had caused an earthquake that broke the seal on the tomb. That was the reason for the earthquake. And it looks like that earthquake was designer made to break the seal and not destroy the city. It was fashioned to break a seal, a specific seal on a specific tomb for a specific reason. In other words, a missile was sent ahead of those women to deal with their fears and their limitations, so that by the time they arrive at their destination, God had already been at work anyway. But what triggered that action was them taking that much of faith towards a barricaded door. We can't back off from 2021. We can't run away from 2021. We are facing 2021 head on, because God is releasing something for us in that year. There's something God has in store for us in 2021. And we are not going to back off from that. We are pressing in towards that. So an angel was sent, an earthquake was sent to break the seal. And number three, the heavy stone was rolled away. That was the barrier to what was in the tomb. That was the hindrance to them having access into the tomb. That stone was rolled away. The seal had been broken, and that angel so powerfully moved, he rolled away the stone. And not only that, I like this last thing that he did. The Bible says, and he sat on it. That heavy stone, the angel sat on it. That the angel sat on it. Because sitting on it is a sign of victory. Sitting on it is a signature of God that says, this shall not be a problem anymore in your life. I've dealt with it. There are problems that God is going to wipe off for you. There are issues that have been bothering you for years, but God is going to deal with them in 2021. He will deal with them, just like those ladies. They found an angel sitting on the tomb, on the stone that they were concerned about, worried about, and discussing in their journey to the tomb. They found an angel sitting on it, a statement of victory, a declaration that God had overcome the obstacle. And then finally, what the angel did is, he spoke to the women. So he didn't only sit, but he actually spoke to the women, explaining to them what had just happened. In other words, he gave them a revelation of what had happened. How many of you know that we need a revelation from God? We need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for us as we approach 2021. We need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying about our families, about our churches, about our lives, about our future. God has a way of communicating with us. And I believe God has a message for us. He wants to give us that revelation. God will always inform his children about what's coming. He doesn't just shock us. He doesn't just surprise us for the sake of. He drops some hints about what's coming. He's in that business. He's in the business of opening doors. He's in the business of dropping hints of where he's taking his children to. And this is one of them. So notice that. I realize my time is flown here. Let me say this, that notice that the angel actually appeared to two groups of people. He appeared to the guards that were guarding the tomb. And these guards, the Bible says, they were so afraid that they were like dead men. In our language today, it means they fainted. These strong Roman soldiers sent to guard the tomb, the seal of the Roman Empire. They could not stand God's answer to a closed door. They could not stand the angel. They were so afraid. They were trembling. But then there were these women, these powerless women, these women of faith, these women that had no weapon to fight the soldiers with, these women that had no power to roll away the stone. These simple women, the Bible simply says they were alarmed, but they did not run away. They were alarmed, but they stayed right there and received a revelation of what had happened that morning. Now, it's true that they were entering a new year. It's true that we're entering a new year with a lot of fears and a lot of uncertainties as a people. Both believers and non-believers, both the rich and the poor, both the government and everybody else, we are all entering a new year with lots of questions and uncertainties. But however, for you as a child of God, you should not be afraid. It's on the other side. It's the adversary that should be running away, not you. God has gone before you and rolled away the stone. God has gone ahead of us and rolled away the door, the stone that is blocking the door. The door has been opened by God himself. The stone was not rolled away in order to permit Jesus to come out. Remember, he had already left the tomb anyway. The stone was rolled away so that they could see what had happened on the inside. It's not a question of saying, is 2021 safe? Has God already done that? No. God has already seen 2021, but he's opening it for us to get in and see what he's already done in 2021. It's not that what God is doing us a favor by opening 2021 so that we can see that he's already, that God, so that God can get us out of 2021. That's not the idea. We are in the world. We are here in the world because God has a purpose for us. And that includes 2021. Our faith is in God. Our faith is in what God has prepared for us in 2021. So we shall not be moved. We shall not be shaken. God has gone ahead of us. God wants us to discover what's inside 2021. Let me show you something here. An open door is not just for us to catch sight of what's on the inside. Because that's a window. An open door is an invitation that we may walk in to a new dimension as we see what's on the inside, as we step into what's on the inside and hear an angel speak to us. In fact, other gospels say when they went into this tomb, there were two angels inside. One was sitting where his head was, where Jesus' head was, and the other was sitting where his feet were. Those two angels were found sitting there in the tomb, and they began to speak. And then the Bible also tells us about Mary Magdalene. Peter and John came. They peeped into the tomb. They saw that, yeah, it looks like he's not here for sure. But they went back to where they were hiding. Mary, however, lingered around the tomb. Mary did not go away. She started asking questions, the angel saying, where have you taken him? And you know what? Because she lingered in that open door, she was rewarded because Jesus Christ himself showed up. And Jesus showed up before he could go to heaven. That was something that was not opened up for the disciples of Jesus Christ, including the one who loved him the most. This was a privilege that a woman was privileged with because she lingered in that open door. We don't just peep through an open door. We walk through an open door. And as we press into an open door, there's more revelation. There's more things that God wants to show us in 2021. And I'm praying that we will not back off. I'm praying that we will not approach 2021 with fear, but that we will step in and see what God has in store for us and linger in his presence until God shows us something. It's not enough to see the seal opened. It's not enough to see the stone rolled away. It's not enough to just peep in and go away. We have to stay and linger in the presence of God until we receive what God has in store for us in 2021. There is more in God when he opens doors. There is more in God when he rolls away a stone from your life. Don't ever imagine that 2021 is all that God has in store for you. God, I believe, wants to do much, much, much more than what the next 12 months will have in store for you and me. God's purpose is bigger than 12 months. God's purpose is bigger than 2021. God has a lot more in store for your life. Your life is bigger than 12 months that's coming. So walk by faith. Believe that God has opened doors for you as we enter into this new year. As I'm reminded of David, David says in Psalm 18, verse 34, he trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me. And your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. Some gates only God can open. Only God, who's in the business of opening gates, can open. Yes, he equips us for war. Yes, he trains us for war. But some gates, we have to let God take it on himself. The battle belongs to the Lord. The kind of door that was used to close Jesus into that tomb is the kind that requires earthquake from heaven. It's the kind that heaven has to come through, but we have a part to play. We have got to start marching by faith so that heaven can partner with us to open those doors in 2021. You see, this is not the only door that heaven opened. There was the door in Jericho. There was the hole in Jericho that came down because heaven intervened. There is nothing the children of Israel could have done, but what they did was to march around by faith. And as they marched around by faith, there was angelic movement that brought down the halls of Jericho. It's the same with the children of Israel. When they left Egypt, what parted the Red Sea looked like it's a rod, but that rod was something in the hands of God that he used to part the Red Sea. And the door was opened right in the middle of a sea because there was a man of faith in that group. I believe that 2021 is not different. 2021 is not extraordinary for God. God is still opening doors. God is still rolling away stones. God is still in the business of opening doors that no man can shut and shutting doors that no man can open. Even though the enemy might think that he has us hemmed in 2021, I've got news for you that God is able to break that seal. God is able to open that door. It's not too difficult for the Lord to do this. God can do it in your life. Yes, you have a part to play. Yes, you've got a place to stand in, but you need to trust God, that God is going to fight this battle for us. You know, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, yes, it opens with a sad story. It opens with a sad beginning of Jesus going to the cross, but it ends in victory. And the victory was that the stone was rolled away. As we close 2020 and enter 2021, I'm reminding us that the stone is being rolled away. There is something that God has in store for us in 2021, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of fear, in the midst of all sorts of things that we have gone through. God still has a message. God is still faithful, that there is something on the other side that he wants us to see, and we're heading that way. Amen. This is the message I wanted us to take to 2021. I think we've got about 3 minutes, 2 minutes. I want us to put this in mind as we step into 2021, that it is God, that chapter ends with victory. And I believe our story will end with victory. It doesn't matter what the devil does, but there is victory on the horizon. It doesn't matter what 2021 has in store. God is taking us through it anyhow, because he's a God of breaking seals. Amen. Shall we pray? And then we will do the countdown. Father, we thank you as we are on the brink of 2021. Father, we commit this year into your hands, this new year that is coming. We choose to step into it by faith, because we want to attract heaven to have its way. We want to attract divine intervention in circumstances that have shaken us this year. But as we enter the new year, we avail ourselves and open ourselves up to divine intervention. That God have your way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
The messages that we've had today about Esther, about the women, about Joshua and the crossing of the Jordan, wonderful encouragement and stuff that we ought to meditate on and take into the new year. Let me read a scripture before we share the Holy Communion from Luke chapter 22. And I'll just say a little bit and then we'll move on. Luke 22 and verse 15. In fact, we are told in earlier, in the earlier part of that, where Jesus says to the disciples, when you get into the city, you'll find a man. And he gives them signs about what this man, you know, is going to be doing. And eventually they are led into an upper room that was ready and prepared. Remember that this is taking place in an upper room. In verse 13, it says, so they went and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover in an upper room. I just want you to know that it's in an upper room. When the hour had come, verse 14, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is the body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. Sorry, quite a bit of noise, fireworks going off, you know, in our background. Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples. And he says, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Just to remind you that Jesus was not killed in an ordinary way. He walked up to it. In fact, when you attend the trial that took place, it was almost like he was guarding them. You know, he was unusual in the way that you spoke to his accusers. He wasn't trying to please them. He wasn't trying to be soft so that they might, you know, have mercy on him. No, he was just, you know, going at them and as if to say, look, get on with it. There's something that needs to happen here. You need to get on with it. So he says, with fervent desire. There was a fervency in Christ as he walked up to the cross. That fervency is sometimes lacking amongst us. As we go into 2021, I pray, and as we partake of this meal tonight, my prayer is that there'll be a fervency in your spirit. He says, with fervency, I have desired, you know, to eat this Passover before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. There was that statement is so power-packed. It is so power-packed. They didn't fully understand what was going on, what the fervency was about. The fervency was about the death that he was about to suffer, which he knew was for the redemption of mankind. The fervency was about the resurrection that was going to take place, would change history. The fervency was about the coming of the Holy Spirit, who was to take his place alongside, you know, and in the life of every believer. He could not be sent into the world until Jesus was glorified and taken out of the way. The fervency was for that to happen. He knew that the disciples, you know, the world would not have an understanding of what he had done until the Holy Spirit came. The disciples would not understand fully what had happened, the events that were taking place. They would not understand those events until the Holy Spirit came. The fervency was about the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The fervency was about the birth of the church that would fill the whole earth. The fervency was about the events that would take place between the first coming and the second coming, because he says, for I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when is it going to be fulfilled in the kingdom of God? When Christ comes. So he is wrapping up that time period between his death the following day and the fulfillment of the kingdom. There is so much that is power-packed, you know, in between those periods. Every open door that we are talking about is in between. Everything that we are talking about is in between this period. And my prayer is that there will be a similar fervency in our spirits as we go through the events that are between the death and resurrection of Christ and his coming. We've experienced the resurrection. We've experienced the Holy Spirit. But my friends, even as Pastor Moyo has been telling us, there is much more in terms of open doors that he wants us to experience. Let me mention this and then we'll break bread together. Something crucial was happening that particular night. They were crossing into a new season altogether. And this is one aspect of that crossing. The disciples had known Jesus in the flesh. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. John will later say, we handled him. We processed him physically. So that's how they knew Jesus up until this. The historical Christ was coming to an end that weekend. From then onwards, they would not know him as the Christ they had known. The new Christ who would rise from the dead was the Christ who walked through doors, was the Christ who appeared when they didn't expect him to appear, was the Christ who was totally unpredictable, was the Christ who they didn't know as they were speaking whether he was there or not there. And I want to say this to you as we partake of this, you know, bread tonight, and as we cross over into 2021, the Christ that you've known is in the lower room. God wants us to cross over into a new season of knowing him in the spirit. Many of us are familiar with the historical Christ. We are familiar with the stories of the Bible. We're familiar with his presence, how he walked here on earth. But we are not familiar with what the risen Christ wants to do in our lives and in terms of the open doors that he is setting before us. That's going to require faith. It's going to require for us to walk in faith as we anticipate with fervency the things that he wants to accomplish, as we anticipate with fervency his return. How fervent are we about the fulfillment of this period, the closing of this window between his death and resurrection and his coming? I don't know what 2021 holds, what the years ahead hold, but I can say this to you, that we are moving closer and closer to the manifestation of the kingdom. And because of that, there ought to be a fervency amongst us, a fervency in living righteously before the world, in showing forth the righteousness of God. There ought to be a fervency. Our Christianity must not be like a day skull where we are ambivalent. No, there must be a fervency about our righteousness. We must be fervent about the things of God. We must be fervent in our relationships. He established a new covenant on this day where he says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. There must be a fervency in our love for one another. There must be a fervency in our search for the lost. Because we know that the end is close. There must be a fervency in our waiting for the coming of the Lord. My appeal to you tonight as we partake of this bread is that there would be a fervency in your spirit, in whatever you do for God. Don't do it half-heartedly. Don't walk into this year half-heartedly. Don't serve the Lord half-heartedly. No. Let's be fervent in what we are doing. Fervent in anticipating his coming, the manifestation of the kingdom of God. We are going to partake of this in the kingdom with him. And we're going to give an account of what has happened in between. And I pray that we will do it with fervency. Father, I ask that as we partake of this bread, you will release a fervency into our spirit by the power of the Holy Ghost, that as we step into 2021, we will not be lukewarm, but that we will be fervent in our spirits. Like those women went to the tomb without knowing what was going to happen, but they were determined. There was a determination in their spirits. There was a fervency in Mary. There was a fervency that stayed next to the tomb. Father, I pray that there'll be a fervency as we chase the open doors that you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, let's take the elements. Bible says that he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to them. So take the bread, hold the bread in one hand. And if you can, let's take the cup. He took the bread, which represented, you know, his body. Father, we thank you for your death on the cross for us, your body which was broken for us. And as a family, we partake of it with fervency, being reminded of what this stood for and what you said about not partaking of it until the time that the kingdom is fulfilled. So we thank you for the bread, which we partake of in Jesus' name. Friends, let's partake of this gift of life to us in Jesus' name. he also took the cup and he said, drink of this, for this is my blood which is shed for you. Father, we thank you that your blood, the blood of your Son, was shed for the remission of our sins. Thank you for the forgiveness that we enjoy in Christ. We receive that cleansing. We receive that anointing. We receive that confidence by which we are able to enter the Holy of Holies through the blood of Christ, because our sins have been forgiven and we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness because of this blood. In Jesus' name, amen.